DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And I welcome.
Well played, Sam. Well played.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. That's Samantha ruining everything.
Always.
As per his custom.
So Samantha's on, we know. Danny's here.
I am.
And I'm James. Big Jim is not here. Bryce is not here.
I'm just under the impression they don't like you anymore, James.
They wouldn't be the first to just abandon me, so.
But I'm surprised that they're missing out with Sam. I mean, come on. It's Sam. She's pretty cool.
Duh.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's because they're tired of competing for the spotlight, and she wins every time.
That's fair. I don't know that I can disagree with that.
And that laugh says it all.
I don't know why you're sucking up to me. I don't make that much money, guys.
You don't make any money.
I know!
None of us make money.
I mean, I have, like, a quote-unquote real job, but...
Well, so do I, but we don't count that shit.
Yeah, but none of us make money off of this shit.
Right?
Yeah.
We just do it because... Why do we do this?
I don't know.
It's fun, and I get to, like, hang out with my friends that I don't actually see. What is super funny to me is, like, I have become such good friends with, like, you know, Jim, Danny, and Bryce, and I've never met them.
And you never will.
Not unless you make your ass come to Portland sometime, or, you know, I find myself out in the middle
here,
of nowhere, but whatever, you know.
I don't think she's going to ever come, like, even for a visit, because she's got so much going on there. She's got the big play coming up. That's still coming up, right?
Yes. We actually had our first off-book rehearsal, like, you know, our crappy run-through, as the director calls it. He's like, because it's the first time we're running through it off-book. So we did that yesterday, and I did better than I thought I was going to. I have not had to memorize lines in years, so it's a little nerve-wracking. And it's a 72-page play. It's going to run about 70 to 80 minutes, or, you know, so it was a little like, oh, God, I hope I get this all right. So
you'll be fine.
Well, good on ya. You.
We still
got
want
this.
Video.
And yeah. No. And then
picks or it didn't happen.
For those of you just tuning in, Samantha's play is an all-nude play.
Yes.
And what's your cover at the door?
What is the drink minimum?
They do have drinks there, so we'll see.
I guess.
Be sure and tip the performers.
All right.
People throwing quarters at the stage.
Is there a rack that you could set up?
Move the table!
I'd be so pissed if people, like, tossed money at us. I honestly would like that, because it's not what the play's about.
Yeah, but really, how pissed would you be when you're walking off stage with a couple hundred and...
Okay, if I thought my looks were worth that much money, I'd already be making that.
Fair enough. So where will you be performing?
There's a body type for everyone.
Well, no, that's awesome,
though.
That
is true. I don't know. At least my face is halfway cute. I don't know, I guess.
Damn cute.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
ever say
Your
that. Your
face
damn
is adorable.
Aw, I'm going to start blushing, you guys. We
yes,
are performing
that's what we need
at...
to do. We need to make Menstrata's blood run north.
My God. It keeps her happy, you guys.
Keep her smiling.
It keeps her from changing. Like, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm, it goes south. Everything goes south.
When her blood flows, your blood flows.
When her blood flows, her sanity goes.
I think that could be levied at most women.
Yeah, that's a little fair.
I'm calling that the name of the show, so shut up.
Well,
anyway.
Shit.
Okay, so a lot of things have been happening this week, if you're paying attention to anything other than yourself.
I am very, very conceited, so, you know, only myself, all day, every day.
Of that, I have no doubt.
See? He knows me.
So, I'm going to pose a choice to you as far as our discussion goes. We could talk...
Sam's awesomeness?
We're going to do that anyway. no, we're going to... We can either talk about what's going on in the country and have a serious discussion, or we could do something fun and talk about... if you could enter and live in any fandom.
Ooh.
And I had another one and it just left me. Damn it. And I thought of it right before the show and it was really good.
If you were a minion, would you have two eyes or one?
Two.
Yeah, I'm all about that dual perspective. Sorry.
Yeah, we'd be the two-eyed minions.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So there's that question answered.
Didn't take long.
So, well, that was our conversation. Thank you very much.
Sign off. See you later.
Well, maybe during the conversation, I might think of the other one, depending on where we go. So,
gotcha.
It is your guys' choice.
I would throw my hat towards the fandom, but that's just because I find that much more enjoyable to talk about than the dire state of our nation.
Thank you.
That's kind of how I feel about it for the most part, you know?
I have been obsessively watching the news, like, as I always do, as I say that just about every week, and I'm so burnt.
Right.
On the news.
So it sounds like fandom it is.
All right, bottom line, Kavanaugh should not be a Supreme Court justice. Stop blaming victims and accusers and making them feel like they don't matter. Done.
Which was the point I was going to make if we went down that road.
But I'm kind of glad that road is, you know, there, but, you know, fuck that shit.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have to go down that road, and I kind of was hoping you guys would lean towards the fandom question.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun.
Fandom. Fandom.
Okay, so here is the setup.
All right.
I have the power to place you in any one fandom of your choice. And also set you up however you want to be in that fandom.
Does the joy of painting count?
Sure, if you want to be a happy tree.
You know, he makes them look so fucking good sometimes.
You won't do anything. Just be a tree that's happy, I guess.
You never know. He might paint you up a little cottage or something, you know, right
next
to you.
Have you seen the meme? Speaking of the joy of painting, have you seen the meme where it says, what if... all of Bob Ross's paintings are pictures of where he hid the bodies.
Wow, he is a really busy man.
He's hidden a lot of bodies.
See, and my wife and I, we had a much nicer, much PG thought process because we were marathoning The Joy of Painting one day because you do that when you need a nap. And it was one of those things we came to understand. It's like, what if Bob Ross is really God and he's just showing off? 20 minutes this motherfucker paints a masterpiece, and it's probably an actual place
in
the world.
Circles, he is a god.
Well, yeah, actually, according to what I was hearing, Bob Ross is actually seen as like the McDonald's of painting, and painting teachers will refuse to paint or show their students his style because apparently in the art world it's a lesser version of painting, and it's a lesser style and technique, and it's like, fuck
you. Be that
you.
As it may, you watch Bob Ross, and you feel like you could paint.
Right? And I think that's the whole idea.
If that's like your starting point to painting...
Dude, right?
Who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
Show it. That's a great way for people to start learning. I could go out and buy the stuff I need,
mm-hmm.
watch Bob Ross, and maybe paint something.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, dude, I mean, when I'm doing my paintings at home, although I don't do landscapes, the one that I'm working on right now, I use a lot of his techniques that I saw because it's like, okay, now I know how to achieve this look or this type of dynamic or this type of shading, you know, and that was the best part about that show was you learned something from it as well as just got to enjoy watching somebody having fun fucking painting.
And who doesn't love beating the devil out of a brush?
Right? Just whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack-a-whack- That's what the name of the show is. Whacka, 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 whacka.
Okay, so.
Anyway, back to what we were talking
any
about.
Any fandom you want, you can decide who you are in that world, what you do in that world, whatever.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Not it.
You are a jerk. I'm trying to kill you.
She needs me. I'm, you know, dancing, dance, meats and tans.
She doesn't need you. She can get anyone to be dancing Dan meets and tans.
Maybe. I don't know, Sam. Have you ever tasted my meat?
Not your meat specifically, but, I mean, ready, willing, and able.
That sounded almost like a proposition.
I'll take it.
That was the point.
It's probably as good as it's going to get for me, so, you know.
You better hope your wife doesn't hear this show.
I know she doesn't listen to us. That's why I knew we only had one fan.
This will be the one time she actually...
Fuck!
Right. Well, wives and girlfriends don't typically like me anyway. I was just lucky that Bree and I got along, because a lot of, like my really close male friends, their wives and girlfriends have never had an issue with me, and I've never had an issue with them, thank God. But I have had, like, co-workers and like more acquaintance friends, and their wives and girlfriends are just fucking daggers. Boo. You know, and I'm like, I don't want your man, so fuck off. So
it's okay, people only like me for my barbecue anyway, and as a matter of fact, I think that's why my wife is still with me. Well, that's fair. That's fair. Well, I send him all of my nude steak photos, you
yeah
know.
To keep him as a friend.
Damn right.
I've got a friend. How do I keep him?
I can't stay on my charm alone.
For Valentine's Day, can we please, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be brilliant. Okay, so for Valentine's Day, we should all, like, go see, like, a boudoir photographer and just have pieces of, like, meat and steak covering up the naughty bits, yes. And then we'll send it in a photo album to Jim.
Yes! I am all about this.
So you're suggesting we wear Lady Gaga's meat dress
and send pictures of us in sexy positions on our bed to Jim.
Yes.
I like this idea.
Now, is it raw or cooked?
Oh, no. Mine's probably going to still be in the styrofoam with the plastic over the top. Just, you know, holding it in place. Maybe a couple of select cuts on my boobs, you know. But still, you know, in the plastic wrap because, yeah, I'm going to want to eat that.
Oh, it'd be so funny.
Anyway, so what's your fandom, Sam?
There's Samantha just holding up a couple of roasts in front of her breasts.
Good call.
Talk about meat curtain.
That would confuse his erection.
Right.
And that's really the funny. Name of the show.
Confused erection.
Okay, so fandom.
We'll get there eventually.
We are, Ryan and I and some other friends, we are currently rewatching Hannibal, which is one of my all-time favorite shows, and it's a shame it's off TV now, but my first thought is like, I want to be in that universe, but I'm like, everyone dies in that universe. So no.
Well, except
that's why I won't go into the Game of Thrones universe.
Right. You have a 50-50 chance of making it through, and
I think
probably
you have a less than 50-50
away,
chance.
Well, it depends on
as
who you
long
are.
As you're not rude, he doesn't kill indiscriminately. You know, he has a code.
But do you really want a friend like that so close?
Yes, I would.
And do you go to dinner at his house?
See, me personally, I'd be better friends with Dexter. Than Hannibal. Hannibal, I'd be worried about that motherfucker psychoanalyzing me and then figuring out I'm an asshole and then deciding that that was all it took.
Oh, yeah.
Dexter at least goes through your criminal background and it's like, it's clean, man. It's clean. We're just homies, bro.
He's an asshole.
He's a dick, but as long as you don't...
But he's never hurt anyone.
Right.
So, well, when it comes to, like, oh my gosh, Mads Mikkelsen is Hannibal. My erection is very confused because I'm like, he's a serial killer, but I really want to bang him, like, so hard. So, like, I have such a literary crush on Hannibal Lecter, it's kind of disturbing. And my boyfriend has a man crush on Hannibal Lecter. It's hilarious because he's like, he just read all of the books, and I read them years ago, and he was like, oh my gosh, you know Hannibal, and he was like, babe, I might like change the way I dress now, and I hope you're okay with that. And I'm like, all right.
Okay, sure, why not?
It's, so I don't know, like, I don't know. Hannibal Lecter to me is just oozes confidence and sexiness, and I don't know. But anyway,
Murderer's Whip,
a fandom that I very much enjoy, but by myself and with others. So the other one I really, really love.
I gotta go brush my
teeth. Who.
Might take a while.
Doctor Who.
I want to be a Doctor Who companion so badly.
The Doctor and Samantha.
Yes. So that's my pick. That's
okay, wait. Do you have a specific doctor?
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's been a few.
Oh, I know. Honestly, I mean, David Tennant is like my personal favorite doctor, just like
a
lot of
other
people.
But
I also really, enjoy Matt Smith. I think he's a great doctor. I think when it comes to Matt Smith's, you know, portrayal of the doctor, I could be more friends with him. Whereas David Tennant, it would be that issue that Martha had, was that she's, you know, fallen in love with Martha and Rose, yes, thank you, you know, fell in love with him. So I would kind of want to avoid that. I'd rather be like how Donna was friends with the doctor. I kind of would like rather have that friendship relationship, so I would lean towards Matt Smith for that, and I think he's a great doctor. David Tennant's still my number one, but I think I would go with 11. I think I would go with Matt Smith.
Fair enough.
So shall it be written, Samantha, go into the light, into your fandom.
That would be pretty cool.
It feels so right. I feel myself sounding British as we speak.
James, yours?
Oh, no. I am the watcher, as it were.
Bullshit. God, I don't... You know, it's really hard because it's... Since I'm a fan of a large mass of things that would be considered fandom and are all awesome in their own right. I mean, you got everything from video games. So like you could be put into the world of fucking Final Fantasy VII or Skyrim or anything. And then you got movies, you got TV, you got books. It's like, fuck. I would say,
I restricted myself to just TV fandom.
That's fair. And, you know, I think that'll make it a little bit easier. I think I'll do the same.
So, okay, that's a good idea. So we can come back around and do movies and games. And
all right. Yeah. So
keep this conversation going.
TV.
So TV.
I would go into the Farscape universe. I loved that show so much when, you know, I finally came across it. Because, you know, it was on TV when I was younger, and I didn't have Sci-Fi Channel at all. So I only got to watch, like, a half an episode once over at a friend's house and didn't really get anything from it. But then my wife started renting it from the library, like, back in 2006. And we just started marathoning it. And the more I watched it, the more I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest sci-fi show I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I think if I was going to go into the fandom, I would want to be one of the crew of Moya. I don't necessarily know that I would want to replace anybody so much as I would just want to be an added person. Mm. Because I love all the main characters so much that I really wouldn't want to delude that. I would just want to interact with them.
Well, what would be your job?
Well, if you're on Moya, that usually means you're running away from peacekeepers or running away from Skarens, or you're trying to get back home. You're really not anywhere else. I mean, so I'm pretty sure I would say, let's see. You know, I would go as a Skaren, a full body Skaren, because they're giant reptile people, for those who haven't seen it. They're badass. They basically can shoot a massive heat wave out of their hands, which makes them deadly to peacekeepers because they can't handle heat. But at the same time, they have their own rogue people. So, I mean, yeah, I would just be a Skaren on board helping out burn shit and you know, doing stuff up.
So shall it be. Danny, yes. Enter the light of Farscape.
Woo! I'm okay with that. Because, again, it's a really good show, and I really wish they hadn't canceled it and then tried to give me a... The movie's good. I appreciate the fact that they came out with a movie after the fourth season to try to wrap everything up nice and neat. But we missed a lot.
Yeah. That's often what happens when they try and wrap things up, because for myself, as far as TV goes, I think I would like to be in the reboot of the Battlestar Galactica series. I'd like to be a Viper pilot.
Nice.
Cool.
I think I'd make an awesome pilot. I just want to be like one of the background ones. Not one of the ones who dies. Like, I want to be a decent one.
A good pilot?
I was trying to think of like what my call sign would be for it, and it would probably be something stupid like dumbass or cannon fodder, probably.
Now you just steal something from like Cheech and Chong. Wink Dinkerson!
Okay, Samantha, you get a pick again. This time, movies is the fandom. Movies.
Okay, movie fandom.
No pressure.
And let's make it, too, that you won't replace anyone. You're just someone in that universe.
Like a new person.
Do we get to survive?
It depends.
Fuck!
Well, and that's the nice thing about Doctor Who and the companions is they rotate anyway. So I'm not replacing one. I'm just new.
That's fair.
Does it have to be a series of movies, or can it be like one?
It can be a movie.
It can be a movie,
like a standalone singular movie.
Yeah, just because the movie ends doesn't mean that world ends.
Well, so we are.
I didn't know if you meant like if you wanted if you wanted to think of it as like a series of movies, like if you wanted multiple movies, or if standalone just so.
Well, see, fandom.
A lot of fandom has multi. Universe multi
generally speaking, but I mean, if you're like a major fan of one movie, that's still a fandom,
right? But I think she's trying to reference the idea that if you went with like a Marvel movie, do you get to be a part of the universe expanded? Pirates of the Caribbean, all their offshots technically would still count.
Danny, those are the first two that I thought of.
I know.
You dick.
What can I say?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just
I got you covered, Sam. I get you.
It's like we're friends.
See, my thought was, given her propensity for Doctor Who, I kind of figured she would go with the Harry Potter world.
Yeah.
It's the British thing.
Yeah. I don't think movies are that great.
Ouch.
Agreed.
There goes our British.
After number two, they just went to shit.
Yeah,
one and two were fun.
Yeah, but maybe with her inclusion, it gets better.
Well, duh, but...
Obviously. Fuck James.
Meant Strata replaces Voldemort as the new Dark Lord.
Yes, Queen.
So what would be your call?
One of my all-time favorite creatures... in all of cinema is
Eraserhead.
The what?
Shut up, James.
Sorry.
I didn't even hear what he said.
It's best.
Just guaranteed you'll have to go back and listen to the episode.
Nah.
Eh.
That's what we all say.
Not likely.
That might be the title of the episode too.
The Predator is one of my favorite creatures. I did see the new Predator. I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point. So
your reaction was the same as mine.
Yeah, I guess so. I stood up and I looked at my boyfriend. I said, I am disappointed. And then I walked away.
Glad I didn't use a free movie ticket on it.
She gave the infamous sound of disappointment, which is...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. gosh, it's hard to pick a movie franchise, because right now I'm between Elf and The Labyrinth.
Ooh.
Oh.
Swinging for the heavy hitter. I like it.
Just because Elf is just a phenomenal movie, and I want to go live in the North Pole with Santa. I also thought of Princess Bride.
Dude, me too.
And then I also thought of The Last Unicorn. Damn it! So, okay, just pick one out of a hat. Mental hat. I want to be a part of Elf's universe.
She's going to hang out with Santa.
Yep.
Badass.
Samantha, turn around, go into the light. You are now part of the Elf universe.
You crack-headed ninny muggins!
Don't swear! Jesus!
Don't take Santa's friend's name in vain.
Obviously.
Step up, Danny.
Mine, actually, since I've had a chance to think about it, and thank you, Sam, for kind of troubleshooting some of my, you know, picks. I'm actually going to go with Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
I'd love to be a wizard in Lord of the Rings. You get to live for fuck ever. You have magical powers, and you get the ability to fucking live out massive amounts of adventures with creatures, monsters, and apparently no plague to know of. So, I mean, that's good.
Behold Daniel the Gray.
Yes, don't call me Daniel.
Danny the Gray just doesn't have the same chutzpah.
Chutzpah?
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. Did not realize I needed chutzpah to be a wizard.
But that's the voice you have to use.
Oh, shit.
I am a wizard.
I am a wizard.
No one ever takes that wizard seriously.
I'm the wizard of chutzpah. God. Come on, man. We have to go to Mordor to destroy the ring. The Dark Lord is rising. Why do I sound like what's his face from the
room? I don't know, but the Wizard Council would be hilarious to listen to.
All these
what
deep
say
speaking.
You, Danny the Gray?
I really don't have much of an opinion on it.
Why do we keep inviting him?
Because I'm a part of the Order, too. You guys need me, okay?
Are you like
Cholo
Wizard?
Worst wizard ever.
Danny the Cholo Wizard.
Walking into fucking Elrond's house. Alrighty, Holmes! What's happening?
You're wearing like your robes, but over it you have a flannel that's only buttoned at the top.
Right.
No boots either. White socks with flip flops.
And as opposed to a big old fucking cloak, I just have a poncho. Sup? Are we going or what?
Staff made of Chiquitos.
And it only casts churros.
That's all you need, man.
This accent's getting worse.
Just every second is just slowly going down. If you didn't know about the lowbrow of this show, now you do. So, yeah. All right, James. Let me guess.
I don't think it'd be a surprise to anyone. I would actually like to live in the Star Wars universe. Fuck off.
Star Wars. Yeah. I called it. Nerd!
And while I'd like to be like a Jedi or something like that, chances are I would be working the horse stables on the casino planet.
Yeah. Well, at least if you're lucky, you might be the guy holding the whip, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not that lucky.
You're independent.
No, chances are it would be a horse on the...
Oh, this is bullshit.
What the fuck?
Oh, crap, I'm this a con-con.
This is not what I asked for.
Rebellion or wrangling up tauntauns, and you're like, yeah, get those. Fuck.
Don't cut me open. Don't cut me open. It's not good. Oh, he likes you. Is he constipated? Not sure. It is cold here.
Okay. So, game fandom.
And Sam, go!
I don't know that many games, guys. I I don't play any of them.
You want to be in Monopoly. I know you do.
No, Chutes and Ladders.
Board game?
You want to go straight to Jail Card. That's going to be Sam.
She's Chutes and Ladders the whole way.
Wait, are we talking video game or board game?
Video game, board game. At this point, who fucking cares? All
right, cool. So, board game, I want to enter the universe of Tokaido.
Oh, okay.
Because it's beautiful, you meet friends, you eat good food. It's great.
I'm surprised great you game. Didn't go for Munchkin.
I love Munchkin, but... See? Munchkin's so much danger in battle in Munchkin, but it's so, oh, you know,
hey,
Munchkin is
so... so long as you're wearing the horny helmet and the boots of butt kicking, nothing can stop you.
Right?
Oh my gosh. I just decided I wanted, oh shit, for movies. I should have chosen Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, you done fucked up.
I did done fuck up.
Yeah, you're all...
you could have had Santa and Jack Skellington.
You are already in the world of Elf. There's no going back.
You only that's get okay. one holiday, fucking master. Not all of them. Sorry
I'll
for your
luck. I'll just walk so far out into the North Pole that I'll run into those into those woods, you know? Then I'll just enter the Halloween world that way.
Or freeze to death.
Yeah, you know, whichever one comes first.
Yeah, but at least when she's walking...
that it's there, okay?
At least when she's walking away from the North Pole, she'll encounter a comically weird claymation narwhal.
Hey.
Bye, hope you find your dad. And a penguin.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of Santa you're rolling. You might even run into the Winter Warlock.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not Krampus.
I was just going to say, her luck, she'd run into Krampus.
Yeah, Krampus.
Yeah, he would be my buddy. But I think I'm going to stick with... Because I do have... what made me think of Nightmare Before Christmas was I have a Munchkin expansion that is the Nightmare Before Christmas version.
Well, there you go. You could technically have your cake and eat it, too.
True.
You haven't made your official designation yet. James has not blessed you with the passer.
Then I think of, like, all the board games we play, like, because I have a weekly game night, and also part of a... an ongoing RPG that would be turned into a podcast with my friend at the Good, the Bad, the Geeky. So I could enter Star Wars universe that way since I technically already have. Let's see.
All right, here. One game, one expansion. Go!
I think I am going to stick with Tokaido. It's just so peaceful.
Fair enough.
Samantha, behold the glowing light and enter the world of Tokaido.
Enjoy.
Danny, step up.
For me personally, I would... Now, are we running under the rules of the movies where if you're in one, technically you would be available to be in the others? For games that have multiples? Like, if you were to say, you know, The Elder Scrolls... Would you technically be able to span the distance?
So far as I am concerned, the world of Elder Scrolls is all the games. They're all part of the same world. They all have essentially the same rules.
Gotcha.
Therefore, they are the same world.
Fair enough. All right, with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and say Resident Evil.
Ooh.
Because I've...
Start collecting herbs, my friend.
Dude, right? Wait, it's legal to collect herbs in Oregon. I mean, shouldn't be.
Yeah, but I don't think Resident Evil takes place in Oregon, so...
I don't know, but did you ever notice when you grind them up, they have, you know, on a piece of paper that's folded for you? I'm just saying.
The world of Resident Evil may not have the same rules as reality.
Well, and again, it's one of those things where, since I started playing number one when it came out, and I've played through almost every Resident Evil game... I didn't finish 6 because it pissed me off, and I haven't gotten into 7 yet, but I've played everything from Outbreak Files to the fucking Survivor, which is the only first-person shooter prior to the new one. So yeah, I mean, I've always loved the game series in and of itself. So yeah, I would really love to walk around and blast the ever-living fuck out of zombies, especially if I could... designate the DualShock versions of all the games, in which case you have a minigun and a rocket launcher with unlimited ammo, because fuck you, that's why. Or if you play through the game enough times, you get those things. But still, it's one of those things where eventually you get unlimited boomity booms.
Well, this is the moment I would normally say walk into the light, but it's very dark there, so go into the darkness.
Yes!
For myself, this is where I kind of differ from you, because the game series I want to do spans over centuries, essentially. And I want to just be in one specific version, and that is Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Fair enough.
I want to be an assassin and a pirate.
Yar. That's all right. That'd actually be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, I can't say anything to the negative on that.
And that was really tough because I thought of Elder Scrolls, and I thought it'd be really cool specifically to live in the world of Skyrim where I could potentially have my own dragon.
Yeah, and speak dragon.
Yeah, and, you know, wear Daedric armor. And,
dude, right?
You know, just have a good time. And then the other one I thought of is Red Dead Redemption, because how awesome would it be to be a cowboy?
Fair enough. I wanted to be one when I was a kid.
I think we all did.
Well, I actually rocked cowboy boots, a bolo tie, and a button-up shirt to school for the first 3 years of elementary school, so, you know, step up, bro. And I had a briefcase, so I was very... eclectic child.
Cowboys don't have briefcases.
No, but lawyers do.
So you're...
I really should have been brought up in, like, Tom the South. Law? I would have been, you know, totally acceptable, the Matlock thing going for me. But yeah.
Yo, Honor!
Now, Yo, Honor.
Okay, so the last one I can think of that we'll do is books.
Does that extend to comic books?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
No, you know what? We'll do comic books as its own separate entity.
All right, fine.
So books, then comic books.
All right.
I'm pulling up my Goodreads right now. Hold on.
I thought she was just going to dive into Hannibal.
I want him to dive into me, so.
Well, you can't do that if you're not in the world.
Too true.
I know, calm down.
This is where we go Harry Potter.
There's Danny being a wizard again.
Yes.
Believe it or not, there are better books in the world than Harry Potter.
Even though I enjoy them.
Even though I do enjoy them, there are better books.
Well, yeah, but there are better horror novels than Frankenstein, but that still doesn't stop people from blowing smoke up its ass.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see here. American Gods is a good pick. Girl with All the Gifts, probably not, because I'd be a zombie and I'd be dead. Or I could be one of the feral children that live.
The girl with the menstruata tattoo. And there's the title for the episode.
Yes. Yes.
That's funny. You know, well, you could still do Dexter, too, because that's a really good book series.
Right.
Who censored Roger Rabbit? Jaws. Let's see here. Did you guys know Roger Rabbit was a book?
I did.
Yes.
Okay, well, fuck you, too.
Whatever, dude. That just means we're homies, you know? We know all the cool shit.
It was a really weird book, too.
It was. I found out about it a couple years ago, and I was like, what? Okay, well, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, that's always a good... Ooh, Anne Rice, you know, her Sleeping Beauty series.
There's also the Vampire Chronicles.
She wants to be Sleeping Beauty... and be dominated by a prince, so...
You do you, bro.
Oh man, so many to choose from. I don't know.
All right, better question for you then, I guess, at this rate.
I was going to say, let's make Danny go first.
I can do that, but I would say for a thought process that I've been mulling over is, what book do you continually reread just because you love it so fucking much? That'd give you something to work with.
I'm not typically a rereader.
Typically. When have you made the exception?
I have reread The Great Gatsby. Ugh. That's about it.
Fair enough.
I'm going to reread Memoirs of a Geisha, and I'm going to reread The Poisonwood Bible, because I've read those about 10 so years ago, and Memoirs of a Geisha has been like top of my favorite book list for years, and I want to make sure it like can maintain Holds that.
That's fair.
So, Planet of the Apes. I think. Oh, Coraline, that was a good one. I don't know, I'm leaning towards American Gods.
All right.
Leaning towards American Gods. Because I want to be the goddess of something cool.
that's her official title. The goddess of something cool. What is it? It's something cool. Dude, yeah, but what specifically cool. is it? It's something cool. What more do you want? Well,
stop. Your death is becoming cooler and cooler by the second, so just remember that.
Stop questioning the coolness, okay?
Right.
This is a tough one. Butterfly Garden was scary. I don't want to be in that book. Oh, but Neil Gaiman is such a good writer. This is hard.
This long, drawn-out silence brought to you by every book Samantha's ever read.
That's only on Goodreads. Over, you know.
So let's make Danny go first while Samantha's choosing.
Okay.
Go for it, Danny.
You know, again, a lot of what I read tends to be like, you know, fantasy fiction for the most part. Which, don't get me wrong, there's a few of them that would be funner in hell to be a part of, but I would probably say, just because it would be, you know, schnitz and giggles, and it has a ridiculous amount of volumes that belong to it, I would go for the Xanth series. Piers Anthony Xanth. To date, I believe there are 63 books in Xanth's whole thing. They don't always follow the same characters. Matter of fact, the characters tend to fall into legend, you know, five or six in. But there is a ridiculous amount of books that belong to the Xanth series. And, yeah. I would say that would be the series I would go for. And James is looking up something because he's cheating.
No, I can't remember the book series. I remember exactly who wrote it. I just can't remember the name of the series.
Night Angel Trilogy, Black Prism?
That's the one.
Well, there you go. Yep, the Night Angel Trilogy.
Yeah, that was a really good... I think that's the world I'd like to be part of, is the Night Angel series by Brent Weeks. And once again, I'd like to be someone cool in that world, but...
Well, he lives in Oregon, so you might be able to talk him into writing you in.
Hey, there we go.
Fucking win, right?
I'll give him a call.
Sup, bro?
You don't know me, but you should.
You should.
Actually, you know the world that I think I'd like to be part of, now that I think about, is the Aragorn series.
Fair enough. Part of your world. Little Mermaid there from Sam. Little.
Yeah, I think I'd like the chance to bond with my own dragon.
I can dig that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get into that.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to American Gods.
Well, it's sounding like
that's the world you want to live in.
Yep. American Gods it is.
All right.
Okay, she's off to be an American god. The goddess of something cool, I think, is
what... There we go. Yeah,
technical terms.
Okay, so we're going to do comic books next, but here's the one caveat for comic book world. You get to pick and replace the main character.
Aww.
Yeah.
Can I replace a side character?
No.
Oh. Because I had a really good one picked out, and I was looking forward to being a side character.
We could do, tell you what, we'll do a main character series and then a side character series.
Okay. That's fair. So...
Danny goes first.
Oh, fuck. To be a side character, I would love to be a part of I Hate Fairyland. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to check it out.
No, you've talked about it before.
Oh, it is so fucking funny. And I would love to replace Duncan, who is a side character. He's a little boy that basically got drug into Fairyland wearing a dragon costume. Well, once he got into Fairyland, it fused to his body to where he became a dragon with a dragon head on top with his human face sticking out from the neck. He can fly and he can breathe fire. But yeah, he's essentially a little boy trapped in a fucking dragon pajama outfit. And yeah, he hangs around with Gertrude. And she... The whole idea of Fairyland is that once you go into Fairyland, you get sent on a quest. The whole idea is that you find a key that unlocks the door that sends you home. And you have a great time doing it. You have a guide who is a little fly. Basically a Jiminy Cricket ripoff, for the most part. But, And you travel around, you find these different clues, you find your key, you unlock the door, you go home. Gert's been stuck in Fairyland for over 30 years. Can't find the key. And she has lost all of her fucks to give. So at this point, she's basically just a murdering, rampaging little girl. And she is the scourge of Fairyland. But the funny thing about it is they don't actually swear in the book. They use cute swears. Things like a muffin fluffer would be the equivalent to motherfucker. It is a lot of fucking fun.
I am going to start using that.
You muffin fluffer.
What?
What did you just call me? I would love to be a side character in that one. And as far as my replace the main character, I'd have to go with Captain America.
I knew you were going to say that.
Captain America.
What can I say? I love it. Well, he's always been my go-to. I would have gone for Superman, but to be fair, Superman's storylines have kind of put it out for the better part of the last century.
so but maybe with you replacing him, they get better.
Potentially, but I mean, his storyline has always been so formulaic. At least with Cap, there was a lot of different variables. He wasn't necessarily indestructible so much as he was just incredibly strong and incredibly fast, which helped him prevent, you know, life-threatening damage. And I like that about him. It makes him vulnerable, but at the same time, that's why he relies on the Howlers to help him get through stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, Cap may be able to do a lot by himself, but he relies a lot on his crew to get the job done. And I've always loved that. So, yeah, I would be the new Captain America.
Fair enough. Samantha!
Okay. So, and comic books, comic books and graphic novels are going to be in the same category?
They're the same thing, yeah.
They are one and the same.
Just making sure, because some, like, uber nerds are like, oh my god, that's not what it is. So,
whatever.
Just making sure.
Well, they're not on this show, so fuck them.
Fuck them. Yeah, exactly.
Those muffin fluffers.
Stupid muffin fluffers.
Cotton headed ninny muggins.
Dude.
Whoa, easy.
You know, you need to just calm down.
Relax. Take a deep breath.
So the last graphic novels I have read, and I don't read many. I'm trying to get into more. Are The Walking Dead. Paper Girls.
Yes. That's a good one.
Bitch Planet. And Extinction Parade.
Gotcha.
So those are the last ones I have read.
Try Fairyland. You will love it.
That sounds like one I would like, yeah. There's another one I want to read, like, where this girl gets, she gets, like, sucked into a universe and she has to babysit, like, all the little monster kids, you know, all these little vampire kids. So it just looks super cute. But anyway, so So, not exactly people you want to replace in some of these universes. So I'm like, oh, shit.
Remember, you get to be a side replacement, and you have to replace a main.
Well, Extinction Parade is going to be my main, but I want to start with the side, because Extinction Parade is really cool, and I want to talk about that one more. I think if I'm going to replace a side character, and I've liked her since before the movie, would probably be Domino.
That's a good one.
In the Marvel Universe. So,
well, you are pretty lucky.
Indeed. Well, not so much. He's on this show. So, I mean,
I said pretty. I didn't say extremely.
Fair enough.
I still have you guys for friends.
It's not really a superpower.
It's not really a superpower. But, no, I loved her in the movie, too. But I've always sort of been drawn to Domino. I like her a lot. I think she's fun. And, well, you know, I like a kick-ass woman, so.
Fair enough. And it's funny, because I almost went for Deadpool.
Yeah. I write.
You guys could have been besties!
We would have been besties. Yay!
I'm okay with that. So when it comes to my main character, I would want to replace the main character in Extinction Parade. Now, if you haven't read Extinction Parade, it's by Max Brooks.
Nice.
And there has been a zombie outbreak, and it's taking, you know, it's just sweeping over the world, and the vampires at first are just having fun. They're killing other humans. They're like, yes, we have free reign now. We could do what we want. And then one of them says, hey, no, you can't, because we have to take care of this zombie situation, because the zombies are taking out our food source.
I think I did hear a lot about this at one point.
I think she talked about it on the show. It sounds familiar.
Yeah. It's really good, and there's some of the vampires have tried to formulate an army, but they're just so disorganized. And vampires are very, like, I'll do what I want. So they don't mobilize well. So it's about getting them together to fight, and some of them do get together. They've created their own styles of fighting. They've, you know, so they're taking out a bunch of zombies. I just think that's, you know, that'd be kind of cool. So,
fair enough.
For my side character, I would like to replace Whistler in Blade.
Fair enough.
I want to make the cool weapons and all that fun stuff, and have sage advice and have it ignored. Just be a
blatantly
fucking dick bag.
Yeah, pretty
just
much.
Seen the very worst. For my main character, I would like to replace Ghost Rider, the Danny Ketch Ghost Rider.
Fair enough.
Not the Johnny Blaze. Fuck that guy. Danny Ketch was a young man who basically his sister got shot. He kind of got the power of the Spirit of Vengeance. Not to be confused with the Hell Spirit that Johnny Blaze. It's right. A whole convoluted thing, but I like that Ghost Rider better, and I kind of wish that they would do that Ghost Rider. They've done the Johnny Blaze one, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did, like, the newest one, which is, like, this Latino guy who drives a car.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about Nicolas Cage as Johnny Blaze.
He's not a true... I watched the... have you guys ever watched Comics Explained?
No.
On YouTube?
I think maybe I have.
I think I might have come across one or two when they were
that
doing the big Avenger thing.
That dude is like king of nerds, ultra, knows his comic book shit. And so I went through and I watched all of his Ghost Rider, because I love Ghost Rider. I watched all of his Ghost Rider videos, and Robbie Reyes, he's not a true Ghost Rider because he's actually not infused with the Spirit of Vengeance. He is infused with the spirit of a serial killer.
Hmm.
Either way, he's the worst Ghost Rider.
What, Johnny Blaze?
Johnny Blaze is the second worst Ghost Rider.
Okay,
in my opinion.
Like, wait a minute.
Now, I will say that, you know, without Johnny Blaze, the Ghost Rider saga just wouldn't have been as phenomenal. But I really feel that the Danny Ketch Ghost Rider is really underrated.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So. Plus, Danny Ketch and Johnny Blaze teamed up.
Well, yeah.
Along with Venom.
I am actually excited about Venom coming out.
I am too. I'm all I can think of though is just please don't suck. Please don't suck. Please don't suck. Please
as
don't
long
suck.
As he doesn't sound yeah. like this, I think we'll be okay.
I kind of might enjoy it more.
I'm Venom now.
yeah, see? I saw the trailer again this morning because why not?
Fuck it.
And that scene in the movie, in the trailer, where he's just like, first we're going to eat your arms, and then your legs, and then your face, and then you're going to be this armless, legless, faceless thing, like a turd.
Like a turd.
In the wind.
I'm
just like, that is the best threat.
Well, I heard that threat, and I was thinking of the Princess Bride. You know, I'm going
to... To the pain.
To the pain, yeah.
Yeah, to the pain. So I'm like, oh.
And, you know, speaking of comic book movies that are coming, I will say, as far as, you know, DC's inability to, you know, open up about having a sense of humor, Captain Marvel, or Shazam, rather, looks pretty fucking funny.
After Wonder
it
Woman...
It does!
After the success of Wonder Woman, I have high hopes for... Shazam, because mm-hmm. I feel like they really kind of captured the essence of that character just from the trailers.
Right.
And there's still a chance. Supposedly, Henry Cavill was going to be a cameo as Superman in
it. I guess he's completely stepped out of
Superman. Oh, no. You missed it then.
I did.
The very next day after all of that came down, Cavill and his people came out and said, no, that's not the case.
Okay.
Basically, it was a bargaining tool.
Let's just make him shave his fucking mustache this time so we don't get a CGI upper lip.
Again, that's on DC forcing the issue. They could have waited. They could have pushed Justice League back, which they should have done.
See? DC, I'm really, really, really looking forward to the day that DC sells to Disney.
Because then you'll have decent...
Yeah, we'll have good fucking
we'll have
movies.
Fucking movie.
It's so heartbreaking that DC can't put together a DC because they're trying so desperately to catch up with Marvel.
Yeah, and there's just no catching up.
And the thing is they have the most iconic superheroes.
Yeah.
If you ask anyone who's never seen a comic movie or comic,
Superman, Batman,
Wonder Woman.
I mean, Jesus.
Then yeah. After those three, you get maybe Spider-Man.
Maybe you get the X-Men.
Yeah, exactly.
And you probably get them in a blanket of
the
X-Men.
The top three are Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman.
Always.
The most iconic comic characters of all time. So it's so gut-wrenching that they can't put together a decent movie. I will defend Man of Steel.
Me too.
It was a fantastic movie.
Yes, it was.
That was a good one.
The mistake that they made,
was
and I talked to
right
a bunch of people
Batman
at Comic-Con
Superman.
About this. The mistake they made was they didn't follow it up because they left Man of Steel with Superman still learning his powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they jump right into Batman v Superman mm-hmm. without doing a rebooted Batman. So we don't have anything to go on with this Batman.
Now, I would argue with that because honestly, nothing personal. I grew up really liking Batman, but I am fucking sick and tired of seeing Batman. I am sick of all the shows, all the movies, all the changes, all the different variations. I'm done with Batman. Superman, this was the first good Superman movie, to be fair. Got a lot of love for Christopher Reeve, but the first good Superman movie that we've ever really had. And they fucked it up by saying, well, that did really well. Let's shove Batman up his ass.
Well, and it was what they were, I get what they were doing. But they did it so poorly.
Yeah.
They needed
they're rushing.
To...
Exactly.
Because they're rushing. That is the problem.
Even if they didn't give us another Batman reboot, they should have given us Wonder Woman. They should have given us The Flash.
And they should have at least given us a Superman 2 where maybe he faced off against Doomsday in that. Because Doomsday is the only enemy that Superman ever really got his ass kicked by.
But honestly, I think they should not have even bothered with Doomsday. I think what they should have done is either given us a good Lex Luthor and not a Mark Zuckerberg wannabe.
You know who would have made a good one, too? I can't remember his name. The guy who's doing Professor X and is in Split.
McAvoy.
Yeah, he would have made a good Luthor.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because he has a charming goodness to him,
but you know
at the
who
same
they
time,
given
you know
us?
He could be a bastard.
They should have given us Brainiac.
At least... something. But No. They had to shove Batman down our throat.
They had to shove Batman because it was like, we want to do Justice League, and this is how we do it. But they didn't, because they're trying to catch up with Marvel, they missed the Marvel lesson, which is you have to set these characters up.
Yeah, you have to teach the population about these characters.
What you do is you do the Flash, and at the end, Superman.
Yeah.
There's the Unite. You give us Wonder Woman. At the end, Superman.
Or Cyborg. Start feeding us smaller characters between your big ones.
Cyborg, you don't even have to do. And here's the thing. They've said Cyborg shouldn't have been in Justice League.
He's a really cool fucking character. He is, but they should have done
Green Lantern or Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Because Cyborg, in the original Justice League...
Ryan Reynolds doesn't talk about Green Lantern.
No. There's no reason they couldn't give us a new Green Lantern that's actually good.
True.
So... No,
cleaning up timelines.
Man of Steel was great. They've had a couple of shit movies with Batman v Superman, Justice League, and Suicide Squad. And they Suicide Squad could have been good, but instead of giving us the villain we wanted, they kind of just here's Enchantress. Yeah. But you got the Joker.
Right.
Well, why can't we have the Joker?
To be fair, the Joker and the Batman thing, I'm kind of on the page of I'm fucking done with him. I love the Joker aesthetically, but I am so fucking sick of
him. But here's the thing. The trailer that we got in the movie that was promised, Suicide Squad's the only movie that's been sued because they were overpromised and underdelivered. Yeah. And the guy won.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah.
So you have those three movies, and then you have the success of Wonder Woman.
All right.
So they're kind of on an upswing. So we've got Aquaman coming, which looks decent.
It does.
Okay, well...
And it has nothing to do with Jason Momoa, but it has everything to do with Jason Momoa.
They're only on an upswing because the movies that have been successful since Man of Steel are not done by Zack Snyder.
Fair enough.
There's that as well.
There is no argument for me.
He has buried these characters and buried these movies in his egotism, and he needs to be fired and never make these movies
and
again.
Even
I'm
Joss
sorry.
Whedon
he has
save
made
them.
Really good nope. movies in the past. He cannot absolutely has shown us over and over again his complete inability to provide complex characters in this big and well known of a universe.
See, I would
sorry,
love to see someone like Abrams take over that one.
See, here's the thing. I will say that Zack Snyder has done good movies in the past. Mm-hmm. 300,
yes.
fantastic.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead remake, fantastic.
Awesome.
Man of Steel, shockingly, was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But when
he... Also said, since Man of Steel, he has not provided anything good.
Nope.
Yeah. But we have things to look forward to with DC, and my hopes are kind of starting to rise because we've got... Shazam.
Yes, Shazam looks good.
We've got Aquaman, and we got Joss Whedon behind Batgirl.
And I'm okay with that, too.
And they just cast her, and she's, like, perfect.
I'll be honest with you, though. I'm more excited about Captain Marvel.
Oh, I am, too.
Carol Danvers.
The Marvel movies always deliver. DC is an unknown quantity at this point.
Yeah.
Until they start having a decent track record...
Well, and again, I was concerned about Captain Marvel because, I mean... She kind of ran into somewhat of the formulaic too for a while, but the preview and the trailer that I saw, it's actually really nice because, you know, it takes us back to when Nick Fury still had both eyes, which I think is really cool that we're going to get how they met, how she became a part of everything, but wasn't. So
and
I'm
what's
excited
nice
to see
is they're
going to
explain why she hasn't been around.
Exactly.
So,
and why she will be coming back. Yeah. And I'm excited about that just in general, aside from the fact that I don't know if it's a well-known fact or not, but Captain Marvel is one of the strongest characters in the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barring just about everyone. I mean, she has the strength and capability to even put a smackdown on Galactus if she felt so inclined. Her and Deadpool are really the only two who really stood a chance at, you know, bitch slapping him around. But hey, what are you gonna do?
And with that, we're gonna wrap this up all nice and neat with a nice little bow. Thanks for joining us on Not Another Podcast. Thank you guys for sharing your fantasies.
Nerd.
Say it right.
Nerd!
Homer Simpson. Nerd!
Hopefully next week, Bryce and Jim, but who knows? They're dealing with a lot of stuff right now, so our best wishes to both of them. And
hoorah, fellers.
Yay.
But until, you know, then, we still got the Sam, so things are good.
As long as we got Sam, we're keeping afloat. That's right. All that matters.
She's keeping afloat, too.
That was before I
James
did.
James just gave me the look of disgust.
You should be ashamed.
I am not.
That's why I said should be.
I regret nothing.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.